Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline. We're quite happy now to be joined by Jay Novacek, the former All-Pro tight end, three-time Super Bowl champion with the Dallas Cowboys, and he's here to talk about the All-Star Tailgate Tour, which will begin on September 1st. That's tomorrow at Cowboy Stadiums, and it's for fans before the Alabama-Michigan game. And Jay, I guess starting off, you know, we know that you played for the Cowboys, but I think some people forget that you also played for the Cowboys in college when you were at Wyoming. And you come out of Nebraska as a quarterback, and you go to Wyoming, and they were running a wishbone at that time. And is that what kind of led you to become a receiver?
Yes and no. I mean, back then, I came out of Gothenburg, Nebraska, as wishbone quarterback, and Wyoming and Air Force were really the only teams that were running the ball in the old Western Athletic Conference back then. Everyone else was throwing it as a really big passing offense for the Black Conference, and so during scout team, I would always go out and play wide receiver, and that's kind of how I got switched over from quarterback to finally making it into a tight end.
Now, I know you were a great athlete in high school. I'm looking at pole vaulting records, hurdles. You were an all-state basketball player. It's just, knowing Nebraskans like I do, hard to believe that being a Cornhusker wasn't your number one goal. Did that ever occur to you?
Well, back then also they had that huge walk-on program, and Wyoming was the only one that would let me run track and field and play football. So that was very important to me.
Interesting that they would do that. Okay, now, you know, it's funny when I think about those great years with the Dallas Cowboys, and it's well documented that a lot of your teammates had some fun off the field. I think the gist that I've got out of some of the books that I've read is that when you were playing for Jimmy, he had strict discipline on the field, maybe not so much off, and then when it transitioned to Barry Switzer, that the discipline was nowhere to be found on or off the field, and that maybe that you and Troy had a problem with the discipline factor when Barry took over. Is there any truth to that?
You know, those years that I was there, with a couple years with when Barry was our head coach, those were some of our best years. It was right after Jimmy helped put that team together, and then he left. And then that first year Barry was there, we end up losing in San Francisco, and then the following year winning our third Super Bowl. I think in the perfect world, you know, Barry let his players, you know, be men and do the right thing on their own. And sometimes that's not the best thing. But he expected us all to do right. We all worked hard. We did a lot of great things when he was our coach. But in the perfect world, sometimes that's not the best thing to do.
Jay Novacek has joined us here on Sports Byline. And, you know, you're a late-round pick by the Cardinals, and I'm sure at the time you were thrilled just to have the opportunity to play in the NFL. And I know a lot of times people look at Wyoming and they think, well, who did he really play against? And so that's probably why you dropped a little bit. But, you know, once they found out how good you were, the Cowboys had to have you, and you go on to go to five Pro Bowls. But when you first went to the Cardinals, were you worried about just making the team in camp?
Every single day I was, you know, and that's, you know, to be able to grow up and love the game of football and love watching the NFL, and then you have that opportunity to make a team, and all of a sudden you're in that situation and you're doing whatever you can to be there, and doing special teams, whatever it is to make a team, and I worried about it every day, absolutely.
Well, do you watch the HBO show Hard Knocks? I love that show, and it's so well done by NFL Films, and I'm sure for the cutdowns, especially when we're going to get up to this weekend when we go from 75 to 53, I mean, you watch these guys say, hey, coach wants to see you and bring your playbook. Does that just give you a little sting every time you see a guy go through that?
Yeah, I remember my first my rookie year, and I had two other roommates, and one day they were both there, and the next day I was the only one left in the room. And it affects so many people, and you become friends in a short period of time with some of these guys that aren't going to make the team. And it is. It's nerve-wracking, and you just never know when that time is going to come when you got to bring your playbook in.
Speaking with Jay Novacek, and, you know, Jay, really not that long ago, I was at the Oakland Coliseum for a preseason game between the Raiders and the Cowboys, and the Cowboys put in their third-string quarterback, an undrafted guy. He broke his leg practically right in front of my face. He was out for the season, and I remember thinking, we'll never hear from this guy Tony Romo ever again. I mean, it's amazing to think how many, especially quarterbacks, how many undrafted guys can actually be stars. Why is that such a hard position for people to scout and prognosticate on?
Well, I think, the main thing is there's so many different aspects of playing that position, of reading defenses, of knowing your offense, of doing the snap count, of lining people up. There's so many different little things that go on, and it's a different game than what college is. And those guys that are drafting quarterbacks are projecting that this guy is going to be able to pick all that up in a very short period of time and probably be quite a bit different offense than what they've been playing for the last 4 years.
Now, Jay, did you ever get to a situation with Norv Turner, and he was such a great offensive coordinator for you, that you said, you know, if you ever want to do a little tricky end-around flea flicker, I got a pretty good arm here?
You know, there was one game, actually, that I was one snap away from being an NFL quarterback. Troy was hurt. Rodney Pete, our backup, was hurt, and Jason Garrett was playing. And there wasn't anybody else except me. And if Jason, in one play, gets hurt, we end up having a quarterback controversy, basically, after, I complete that game and do marvelous things. Troy and I, it would have been a bad situation, so it's probably good that didn't happen.
Got you. Maybe a little bit in the dark recesses of your mind, did you kind of hope that maybe Garrett would sprain an ankle?
As long as we were up by a lot.
Very good.
I didn't have to drop back. You've been to a lot of bootlegs that day.
All right, very good. Hey, listen, Jay, I know you're here to talk about what Allstate's going on with this tailgate tour. Talk about what's going on there at the Palace in Dallas tomorrow for the Alabama-Michigan game.
All right, it is the kickoff of Allstate's 60 Seconds of Mayhem sweepstakes. And you can go to AllstateCFB.com to learn more about it and to register to win a chance to go to the Allstate Sugar Bowl. And tomorrow I'll be at the tailgate party, the Allstate tailgate tour, from 4 to 5 p.m. on the west side of the stadium. And you can register there. And also, at halftime, that's going to be probably the biggest part of the game tomorrow, is the Michigan fan versus an Alabama fan kicking field goals for their chance to win $4,000 and tickets to either the SEC or the Big Ten championship game. A lot going on tomorrow, now, I'm telling you.
Wouldn't that be sad if the Michigan guy wins and he says, I think that SEC game will be a bigger game. I'll take the tickets for that.
That would be something else. Now,
especially, yeah. Listen, Jay, I can't.
It might be true.
Hey, I can't thank you enough for your time. I want to remind everybody the Allstate Tailgate Tour. You can check it out. And I hope to catch up with you again, man. It was good talking to you, Jay.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Jay Novacek, 3 rings, 5 Pro Bowls, 5-time All-Pro. Good guy. Take a quick break. Come on back.